This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Now it's back to school time for students of all ages, and that got us wondering, what was your favorite class in school? Any level, any topic, school, or maybe a community enrichment program, you name it, call in now with your favorite class ever at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can email ideas@WPR.org, or you can post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. What was your favorite class ever? What did you love about it? Did something stick with you to this day? Was it the topic? Was it the teacher? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We have already heard from a lot of you over on Facebook. Let's share a couple of those to kick things off. Brandy writes, the favorite class was orchestra. Brandy says, all the way from fifth grade to 12th grade, there are a lot of studies showing the benefits of music. I can confirm those results anecdotally anyway, Brandy tells us. On my list of favorite classes, I'd have to put jazz band in high school. I was in the concert band, symphonic band and things like that. But as a saxophonist, jazz band is where you really got to shine. And I got a lot of practice and lessons that I still use to this day. How about you share your class, your favorite ever, at 800-642-1234. Let's go to your calls now. Ella is with us in Wausau. Ella, hi.
Hi.
What's your class, Ella?
Reading class.
What did you read in that class?
Just books and stuff. It was really fun.
Okay, what grade are we talking about here?
Sixth grade.
Okay. Was there a favorite book, or did it get you into a particular author or style of book?
There's this book called Hatchet, and it was really good.
Hatchet. I'll have to look that up. Ella, thank you so much for getting us started at 800-642-1234. We'll go next to Jan in Sherwood. Jan, hi.
Well, hi. I hope you can hear me okay.
Loud and clear.
Good. So the most wonderful class I took was at Marion University when I went back to complete my BSN of nursing, and it was about power leadership versus servant leadership. Mm. And it was just fascinating to me because I've been a nurse for 45 years, and I already knew these things, but to have it spelled out in detail and how it's best for a person to live their life as a servant leader, it just really struck a chord within me. And I have dealt with so many managers and people over my career. And, wow, it was just so interesting.
Jen, I've talked to people on the show about servant leadership from Wisconsin here in the past. Were you able to take that and use it in your daily work?
Well, I already did use it.
Okay.
Because I'm by heart, I'm a servant leader. But I've dealt with people who are not servant leaders all the time. And it was like, oh, okay, so this explains so much to me that I knew in my head, but I had never actually taken a class that talked about it and looked at the past, like Martin Luther King and looking at World War II and World War I and the servant leaders versus the power leaders within all the terrible wars we've had. And I'm like, wow. That is just so fascinating.
Fascinating. I love it, Jan. Thank you so much for sharing that with us at 800-642-1234. It is back to school season. We want to hear from you. What is your favorite, most memorable, best class you've ever taken? Any level, any venue? You can call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Let's go to some of our Facebook comments now. Adrian tells us biology was that class. Adrian says it became my major in college. My favorite discipline is ecology. I ponder on the natural world every day. We live outside the house as much as in. It's a way of life, literally, and from the root word bios. Thanks so much for sharing that. I wish I'd done better in biology classes because I love the material. I'm very bad at identifying things. We dissected a lot of stuff back in those days, and man, was I terrible at that. So biology was kind of a roadblock. Joel also liked biology. Joel said, my interest in biology led to a 32-year career as a physician, from which I'm now retired. Well, that's a great start. How about you, your favorite class ever? Call in at 800-642-1234. Connie joins us now in Portage. Connie, hi. Oop, are you there, Connie? Oh, we lost Connie. Connie, I guess, said an anatomy and physiology class was Connie's favorite. All right. Well, how about you? 800-642-1234 is the number to call with your favorite class ever. That's 800-642-1234. Well, a lot of you liked sharing on Facebook more than calling, apparently. Still time for your call, though, at 800-642-1234. Deborah writes on Facebook, I was lucky enough in high school to be part of a new thing they were trying out called humanities. They integrated four fields of study, philosophy, art, music, and history into one umbrella class. We studied all the disciplines during the same time period in history. That sounds pretty cool. I would take that class, Deborah. Thanks for sharing that. John says math. John says that led to a career in business and corporate finance. Math class. Cool. Cheryl on Facebook says choir was the favorite class. Cheryl said, ultimately, I became a music teacher. Wow, we're getting a lot of people who took their favorite class and ended up making a career out of it. That's pretty cool. Calls coming in now, slowly but surely. You could join in at 800-642-1234. We've got Margaret with us in Milwaukee. Margaret, hi.
Hi. My favorite class was an English class taught by a teeny tiny nun named Sister Jeroma Johnson. And she was not 5 feet tall, and she was a powerhouse. And she just taught wonderfully well. And I'm on the radio right now.
Yeah, you've got your radio up there, Margaret, but thank you so much for sharing that. I love it. And your English still sounds pretty good to me, so I guess the class worked. Thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. Taking your favorite classes ever. Let's go to Owen now in Green Bay. Owen, hi.
Hi. I just wanted to share my favorite class, which I took at UW Stevens Point. It was called American Indian Philosophies. We spoke about the metaphysics of our American tribes that we share and have taken land from, and we focused on ways that we can improve our relationships with the land and, by extension, ourselves.
That sounds pretty cool, Owen. Thanks for sharing that. Time for another caller or two. Samantha is with us in Boyceville. Samantha, hi.
Hi. My favorite class actually was one I took at UW-Eau Claire through the honors program, and it was called History of Horror.
Ooh. So books, movies, all of the above?
All of the above, actually. It was really fun getting to kind of delve deeper into Dracula, actually.
Yeah. Is there one you'd recommend in particular that we all should read and or watch?
Definitely. Dracula's one.
Oh, Dracula's it. Okay. Yeah, that's a pretty good one. That sounds like a great class. Cy is with us now in Hudson. Cy, what's your class?
The class I took a psych class in high school that led to me taking several more psychology classes in college. That led me into education and education leadership. The best part, though, was I ended my career by training and then running a business teaching emotional intelligence techniques, how to understand your emotions, where they come from, and how to regulate your reaction to things in life.
Cool. Cy, thank you so much for sharing that. Thanks to everyone who shared your favorite class. If you have it, still time over on the Ideas Network Facebook page.